is his peanuts.
That's where he got rich, ain't it? Peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they claim, I don't know.
Yeah. About how he got rich.
And I don't know. I don't know whether Jimmy's going to help the farmers or not. The farmer's having a hard time now. He's getting nothing for his product, and you go buy it out of the store, you pay a powerful price for it. Right.
If you got a place here that would have a kind of a low place that would have water standing in it most of the time,
yeah,
what would that be called?
Kind of a pond or a bog.
Got any sloughs around here?
Oh yeah, yeah. Where I tell you about them bayous down there, they got what they call a Bradley slough. The water is really traveling through it, fast, swift.
Yeah.
You got to be a pretty good boat handler to go through it. These old timers used to make these pirogues. You know what a pirogue is? That's a dugout boat. The Indians used to make them, you know, and paddle them. That's the only kind of boats you used to have around here. And the water get high, they go in these swamps to get the cows and the hogs out. Have an old pirogue. But with a hog, they get in there and tie him down 4 feet, put him in the boat. Cab out there to high land. If it was a cow, they'd probably get in behind her with that boat and a prod and make her swim. Or they may get a rope on her horn and lead her with that boat. Somebody make 2 boats, you know, force her out. I've seen it.
Say there were 2 men getting in a boat and gonna get a boat out in the water, one man would get in the boat and the other one would do what? He would launch. When you're putting the boat in the water, you say you're
doing. Well, yeah, if there's 2 of you, yeah. It takes, it's better to have 2 men. Of course, you can do it by yourself. But usually it's a shallow place, you know, and it gets deeper as it goes out there. The last man that gets in launches the boat or shoves it away from the bank. I do that, that's my job. I go to these boys, they get in, they got the motor on the back of the boat. They got it up there, and the motor, the propeller is down in the dirt back here, and he's got to raise his propeller up to get it out of the dirt or sand or rock, whatever it's in there, and he'll raise it up. But I'm up here, standing out here, I'll put the tie rope or anchor, whatever he's got out there. I'll throw it in the boat. And I'll get down on that boat like this and I'll give it a shove. And at the same time, I'm getting in it with my knee. Give it enough shove, he'll get on back out there where he can put his motor down and go.
Have you ever been up where the land is higher than this?
Oh yeah, there's a place right across the Pearl River here, over here in Mississippi. What do they call it? Some kind of a hill, but anyway, you can go over there and traveling that road from here to Picayune. I don't know if you've been over that road or not.
Is there a bridge across?
The Bogalusa, you cross the bridge over there, north, and go towards Poplarville. You turn back south.